that there are other RTs operating in the U.S. Can you describe them, list them?
Sure, thank you. So you have RT, you have Sputnik, you have Ruply, and then I think you have them feeding other entities. InfoWars comes to mind, where those are echo chambers for those modalities. I would suspect that you have a variety of other groups. There was a project I was looking at with some colleagues. We were looking at VK, VKontakte, the social media site, the Russian social media site, where American white supremacists were flocking to VK because social media sites in the U.S. like Facebook were kicking them off. And what we found was it appeared that American white supremacists were happily involved in discussions there, and there were very Russian, not cloaked, but Russian actors in those spaces as well. So I think this is another insidious way of spinning or getting into the conversation. So I think besides these larger organizations, there is a lot of stuff that they are doing on the margins.
Are Chinese efforts in any way comparable to this?
I think the Chinese are more sophisticated. RT is willing to play on the margins and play at the extremes, and China is a much more sophisticated actor. I think if you want to compare which one lies more, which one distorts the truth more, I think RT's slogan of question more fits them because they don't want you to find an answer. They just want you to be confused. And CCTV is a much more intellectual, and they're trying to push the Chinese view, but I think they do tend to be a more professional operation. But so I wouldn't equate them per se on the same level. I don't think that either of them are particularly good for the American market.